Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Sharon Brody. Thanks for listening to 90.9 WBUR. This will be an historic week in Massachusetts. Governor-elect Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Driscoll will be sworn into office on Thursday, along with the other constitutional officers. Five of the six statewide offices will be held by women. Yvonne Spicer is a lecturer on gender, leadership, and public policy at the UMass Boston Center for Women in Politics and Public Policy. She also was the first mayor of Framingham once it became a city.
Massachusetts has long been known to be a progressive state, and to think, me being the first African-American woman ever elected mayor in the state of Massachusetts. I mean, and that was just, 5 years ago. So I think we're making progress, but, certainly not fast enough. There's never been a Speaker of the House that has been female. I mean, it's wonderful to have my senator, Senator Spilka, as Senate president, but there's still room to grow. And when you think about the legislators, there's not as many women. I think there's 63 women out of 200 legislators. Women have long been left out of the political arena. And when you think about in this country, there are only 12 women in the governorship. And when you think Maura Healey is representing on so many different fronts, and it speaks volumes about Massachusetts. In many ways, we can be very progressive in our thinking and our values and our ideas and our actions. And this election proved that to be true.
Governor-elect Maura Healey is the first openly gay woman elected as governor in the country as well. How important do you think that is as well?
When young men and women can see Maura Healey and say, yes, I am gay, I am a lesbian, I'm transgender, and this woman is the governor, yes, I can see myself represented. I also think, too, there's a message that she will carry in this administration that will be inclusive, and also very, very welcoming of new and different ideas.
How important is it to you that Andrea Campbell is the first Black woman to serve as Attorney General?
I mean, I think back, I met her for the first time probably back in 2017 when I was running for office. And I remember doing a show with her and just saying, what an extraordinary young woman. And, and following her career, and I see she's where she needs to be. Once again, representation matters. And her life experience itself is a testament to how perseverance is exceptional for her. And I think she's going to bring that light, that wisdom, that experience to this office. And also, I think, once again, being that beacon of light for other children of color to say, yes, you can. Yes, you can do this.
Do you feel that women campaign or govern any differently than men?
Women work well together when everyone feels that they have something to bring to the table. And it's that part of that circle of community, of connectivity that women bring with them. And that's part of who we are in raising families and taking care of each other that will make a difference.
Given the incoming shift in part of the power structure in Massachusetts, what do you foresee as some tangible changes that might occur in the state?
I am really hoping that some of the real big issues that we have seen rear their ugly head, especially during the last 2 years, homelessness, that's a real big factor, housing insecurity. These are some real big issues that we've kind of put some Band-Aids on and we've done some things, and I'm happy about that. But I also feel that there's so much more that needs to be done. And we need to really tackle some serious issues around mental wellness. This pandemic really has sent us into a bit of a tailspin. K-12 education, we've talked about the social and emotional learning. We've talked about the learning losses. We talked about students' trauma. All of that has affected many of us across the state. And we need to really take the lid off of some of these challenges because, you can't get to economic wellness and health and closing the wealth gap and the achievement gap if people are not able to have their basic needs met, such as housing, food security, to making sure that, you know, that they can take care of their families and they're mentally well to do so. Those are the kinds of things that I think we need to really take the veil off of and actually address head on in this state.
Yvonne Spicer from the UMass Boston Center for Women in Politics and Public Policy. WBUR brings you live coverage of the inauguration this Thursday.